in Chico. First created as a food cart, Drunken Dumpling is now a dine-in restaurant serving locally sourced, fresh, handmade Asian fusion comfort food at 1414 Park Avenue, Suite 120, just behind Nobby's. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Details on Facebook, Instagram, and at DrunkenDumplingChico.com. Drunken Dumpling, where they love food, flavor, and our community. And by KXE PBS Channel 9, presenting the new season of the 2021 Indie Lens Pop-Up. The lineup includes five new documentaries that support diversity, equity, and inclusion for a richer understanding of society today. To see the schedule, visit KIXE.org. Today's show is a rebroadcast compilation featuring segments from previous CNNR shows. You're listening to the Chico News and Review Show on KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Next up, Bring Back the Arts, the Chico News and Review series in which yours truly interviews the leaders of local arts and music venues about their pandemic recovery efforts. This week, the spotlight is on longtime concert promoter Justin Maximoff, who has been putting on shows in Chico and at venues across the western states for 32 years. In 1999, while booking shows at the now-defunct Brickworks Club, he started J-Max Productions and grew the scope of his live music company to include venues in Nevada, Oregon, and California. In Chico, J-Max's main venue in recent years has been the Senator Theater, where Justin has brought a constant stream of big-name acts like Modest Mouse and Bone Thugs and Harmony to Chico, and where last May, the marquee lights went dark as COVID shut down live music. With California reopening, Maximoff has cautiously started booking shows again, and if the September 18th Phoenix Flexin show goes off as planned, it will have been 18 months between shows at the Downtown Theater. The CNR caught up with Maximoff by phone earlier this week to talk about the stressful year and the uncertainty of what's to come. So you have shows on the calendar. There's a show in September happening in Chico at the Senator that J-Max is putting on. That's amazing.
Yes. Let's hope so. First show back right now is Labor Day weekend in Tahoe. It's the Hard Rock. It's with Revolution. And then we come back in Chico in September is the plan right now.
Phoenix Flexing, is that the first, or Flexin, is it the first Chico show?
It is.
And how, booking shows is I mean, in normal times is something that requires a ton of planning and forethought. How long have you been working on this sort of fall schedule of shows?
You know, to be honest, we're kind of sitting back. We're not trying to lead the charge here. We're not Live Nation. We're not Another Planet. I'm not trying to run lead here. I'm kind of sitting back and waiting to see how this plays out with everybody.
Sure.
The people that back in March were starting to announce shows for this summer, I felt were really aggressive. And a lot of the shows that got booked for the amphitheater and places like that in June and July got pushed back.
Sure.
But in the last month, it's almost like things went hyper speed and it was just like, whoa. What just opening up June 15th, it's weird how all of a sudden it's like flipped a switch and now everything's okay. So we're still kind of waiting. I even think September is a little bit aggressive for us. I would prefer to wait a little bit longer, but it was just it just felt kind of like it was time with college coming back and everything else going on, that it was maybe time to test the waters and see how things feel. You know, we're not going back 100% right now. We're just kind of doing a few shows here and there because I don't know how things are going to play out. I don't know how things are going to,
sure,
you know, happen, but we're just testing the waters. It's not that we're afraid to. I don't want to, you know, put, you know, tens of thousands of dollars into plexiglass and all this PPE stuff and preventative measures, and then find out, you know, a week later that it wasn't necessary.
Sure, yeah, so that makes sense.
We're not trying to get the forefront of this. I'm just trying to kind of see where people are comfortable and where they want to be, and you know, what plays out comfortably for people. You know, we want people to be happy, and we want people to be safe. But at the same time, I'm not like rushing to jump into this. Like, you know, we've got to get like the first show back. That's not what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, are you have you thought about it? I mean, I know people are excited to just like sort of do life again and do the normal stuff that they like to do. Are you excited about the chance about putting on a show in front of people?
Oh, absolutely. No, the first time we're back, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see people in line for a show, yeah, and then seeing the lights go down and the music start. It's going to be amazing. We actually, our sound guy came in like a month and a half ago and said, hey, maybe I should just check out the system. You know, it's been like a year since you fired up the system.
Sure.
We turned down the lights, turned the system up, and it literally gave me goosebumps. So absolutely. The first time that we fire up that system, turn down the lights, band goes.
What's up, KZFR? This is Megan here. How are y'all doing out there? Things are going down in the studio here tonight, but I wanted to give you a nice little update about the fires. About 103,910 acres. The containment is only 17%. Unfortunately, it's, they've got some evacuation orders west shore of Lake Almanor from the Canyon Dam, northwest to Highway 36 and Highway 89.
This includes the communities of Prattville, Big Meadows, and Lake Elmenor. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We are supposed to be listening to Chico News and Review at this time. I'm going to get that up for you folks. Let's talk about what's going on around here at the fires. I still have a few evacuation orders to go through. It's a big fire, as you guys have been watching on the news. The Plumas County line, Plumas Butte County line, east to Twain, includes both sides of Highway 70 in the areas of Rock Creek, Story, Tobin, Belden, Caribou, Rich Bar, and Twain. Now, that is a lot of areas. We have many pages of fire updates, so make sure that you guys are staying aware of what's going on and staying in the know since it is fire season. It's very important to us here at KZFR that everybody stays safe and is very aware of what's going on around here. Let's see if we can get our Chico News and Review for you guys. I do love Chico News and Review. Unfortunately, it's looking like Chico News and Review is having a bit of an evening, folks. I'm going to keep working on that for you, but hang tight with me here, Megan. I am the production assistant here at KZFR, so, you know, I'm still working things out. You've probably heard me for a community calendar, so now's a good time to plug my community calendar if you have any events that you are hoping to get some airtime. Go ahead and send me an email at cc@kzfr.org. I'm always checking that, and I make my calendars once a week, and so I'd love if you let me know what was going on. I'll let you know what's going on here. This is KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. It is a Thursday evening. It is now 5:12 p.m., and I'm loving it, but we're going to listen to some lovely radio. Let's see if we can get some of that.
In Kingston town of high degree, the buffoon, the fool, the fairy, all paid the dues and inquired to me for the love of Spanish Mary.
You know, the casinos are doing their thing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, the Ice Cube show's happening in Reading, and you've got all these shows happening at the amphitheater. So it's like, okay, how long do I sit on my butt and just wait for the government to give me the approval when everybody's acting like the green light's been given, so they're just moving forward? You know, I can't just sit and wait.
Have you been from the artist standpoint in terms of booking? Are there a lot of eager artists who are ready to go? Has it been easygoing? Or
you know what? A year ago, there were a lot of artists that seemed like they were very COVID concerned about because with a lot of these events that we had scheduled for, say, spring of 2020, summer 2020. They postponed into the fall or spring of this year, thinking, oh, it's only going to be another 3 months or whatever. They would send contracts that had way new language in them. Like, you know, they don't want hospitality provided. They just want buyouts because they don't want anybody touching their food. And they don't want loaders because the loaders, you know, would be touching their equipment. The contracts that were in place a year ago with all the COVID restrictions, that it's pretty much gone.
Wow, interesting. That's really interesting. What about from the audience standpoint? Have you had people buying tickets?
Yeah, like crazy.
Wow, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, people are just dying for it.
But we also get some people that you know, a small percentage, it's a much smaller percentage, but we do get people saying that, you know what, I'm not comfortable going to show and I'm not going to go to show.
Well, you and I talked about a year ago when things were closing down, and you mentioned that at the time, you know, this was all new territory and you had no backup plan. What did you end up doing to survive?
To be honest, I wish I could go back in time and know that business was going to be down for 16 months, because if it had been, I would have taken up a hobby. I would have gone and gotten another degree, maybe gotten a real estate license or whatever. But for me, what happened was in March, you know, we thought things were only going to be down until maybe after Easter is what I think, you know, Trump said last year, hoping to be done. And then Easter rolls around and we're hoping for summer shows, and then summer shows don't happen. So we're hoping for Christmas. I always had this 3 month window where I thought things were going to change. I had no clue. I had no idea that it was going to last for, you know, 18 months.
Oh yeah.
So I kept working with the mindset that I'm 3 months away from doing shows. So every time we postpone shows, I'm booking more shows or changing the date from, you know, Tech Nine in May of 2020 to Tech Nine in October of 2020 to Tech Nine of April of 2021 to Tech Nine of October 2021.
Oh,
so we kept having to change flyers, change tickets, you know, reissue tickets. We never stopped moving that in that regard. I've got friends in the business who just checked out. They said, you know what, I'm going to open a food cart. When this thing's all done, and I'm not joking. I literally opened a food cart, and his food cart did so well, he actually opened a second food cart.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
You know, he pivoted. I just kept thinking, okay, we're just a couple months away. So I stayed the course and you know, went into a lot of debt. But at the same time, my yard looks really good. I spent a lot of time in my yard, so my yard looks really good.
Did you get any help, like from the Shuttered Venues Grant or Save Our Stages or any of those kind of things?
You know, we're still in the waiting stage on that. I checked when I landed tonight, and I'm still in the submitted stage. We've been in the submitted stage for like 4 weeks now, and you know, that money was passed and signed back in November, and here we are. 7-8 months later,
slow.
And people still, for the most part, haven't received the money, which is really weird because the restaurant grant, you know, that all went out within a month. And as far as I have seen and been told, that there's, based on the number of applicants and the grant amount of money, there's plenty of money for all the applicants. It would be really nice if they just got that money out.
Of course, a lot of things depend on whether or not you get that money. But looking forward just at, like, sort of the arts in general and the music scene and being a promoter for performing arts, like, how are you feeling about the future and moving forward? Are you optimistic?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's all going to come back. We'll figure out a way to make it work. You know, what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
52 years old. I have, you know, tattoos on my hands. I'm not gonna, you know, go get a part-time job. This is what I do. This is what we do. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out a way to make it work. Once it starts back up, we'll be right back where we were.
There are now a handful of shows on the JMAX schedule for the coming fall, including Phoenix Flexin on September 18th, Tech 9 on October 9th, and Coulter Wall on October 10th. Visit jmaxproductions.net for the full schedule and ticket information. Listening to the Chico News and Review Show on KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Next up, summer music. At its best, a summer jam is a great unifier, marking a point in time that Americans all share, from anthems about waterfalls that we all endeavored not to chase to jams on old town roads where booties in Wranglers and horses were led. There have already been some great songs with potential mass appeal released in 2021, both mainstream and more underground. But in a year where we are just coming out of our COVID hibernation, maybe striving for a musical connection on a smaller scale makes more sense for this summer. Besides, Chico's pandemic-produced output has been impressive, in some cases more so than anything else I've heard over the past year. In the June issue of the Chico News Review, we featured 18 local tunes that stood out during the last 12 months or so. What follows is a sampling of homegrown songs with potential to be jams for what promises to be another overheated Chico summer. Songs like The Ocean, the reggae instrumental you hear in the background by Esco Chris, aka the Reggae Imposter, and next up, COVID, a Love Song by Surrogate, a bossa nova pop song with guest singer Lorna Such of Lo and Behold harmonizing through the end times with frontman Chris Keene.
Hello, folks. I have an update here on the Dixie Fire. First, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. It is a lovely Thursday here in Chico. I do want to talk about the Dixie Fire still. It's 103,910 acres, contained about 17%. And the Dixie Fire remained active overnight, and single tree torching with short range spotting and rollout. Firefighters have been fighting the fire aggressively. That's all thank them for their hard work. They always are here for us each summer in this area. Fire is going to continue to move northeast. Go ahead and stay active on the information that is being posted on the Dixie Fire at Cal Fire, which is www.fire.ca.gov/incidents. And there you will find information. And for the Plumas County evacuation information, go to the Plumas County website, which is www.plumascounty.us. Those are the fire updates, and in about 5 minutes, we're going to be getting into Fresh Hop Cinema, so stay tuned for some beer and movies.
Paranoia keeping me from eating, seeing a range, a lot of feeling.
That was Michael Bone with a snippet from My Oh My, an impossibly fun little ditty with its looping piano riff and multiple vocal harmonies. Before that was a piece of Come Down from Farah, kind of like the sound of a thousand minstrels strumming acoustic guitars as the foothills literally burn here in Butte County. And before that, COVID, a love song by Surrogate. Next up is my Turn Up the Stereo by the Pool jam of the summer, X-Files by Furlough Fridays. That gritty guitar riff smells of weed and cheap beer, and that's just what everybody's summer needs. Before that was a little electro disco pop with Astronaut Ice Cream and a snippet of Gravity. And to start off that section, we had X-Files by Furlough Fridays here on this Chico News and Review guide to local songs of the summer. We're going to end this little section with what should be the anthem, not just for the summer, but for the whole year, from local singer-songwriter Scout. The latest EP is called Real Love. The song is called Real Love. And this is from the third pandemic release by this recently prolific local artist here on KZFR 90.1 FM.
Everything would be easier if everyone was open.